From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, this is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Julia Stelter in Sioux Falls. Today is Wednesday, June 17th, and here are today's stories. A South Dakota-based nonprofit dedicated to preventing suicide is dissolving, but its leadership says there's still a path forward despite limited funding. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
Lost and Found offers peer support training and a variety of educational resources aimed at preventing suicide and supporting survivors of suicide. In the past year alone, the organization has trained more than 4,000 students and community members around the area, with a special focus on college campuses. Carrie Jorgensen is the executive director of Lost and Found, which became a nonprofit 10 years ago. She says grant applications have become much more competitive as federal funds for nonprofits have decreased.
And over the last 2 years specifically, I know we just haven't had nearly as many dollars coming in through those grants, which is what has significantly caused problems with ongoing operations.
The board of directors for Lost and Found announced the decision to dissolve the organization last week, but Jorgensen says programming will continue for now.
We plan to continue operations as normal until we find a partner or a few partners who are able to acquire these programs and contracts as we are able to pass them over.
She says larger organizations wouldn't have the same challenge as a small nonprofit in the current funding landscape.
One of the tricky parts of a small nonprofit is you have to think about all those overhead pieces. And when you have limited resources, those costs just become really challenging to cover when the grants you have don't necessarily cover those extra expenses.
Jorgensen says some discussions are already underway with potential partners, but nothing has been finalized just yet. I'm SDPB's Jackie Hendry in Sioux Falls.
Several major road construction projects on U.S. Highway 212 in western South Dakota begin today. The state DOT says crews are starting chip and seal projects on several sections of the highway. That includes from Dupree to Faith, Marine to Newell, and east of Belle Fourche. Traffic is down to one lane and crews are using flaggers. The goal for completion is June 26th. Oglala Sioux tribal leadership is formally opposing the Independence Day fireworks show planned at Mount Rushmore. The tribal council signed a resolution citing a number of reasons for the opposition, including ongoing treaty violations and environmental risks. The Oglala Sioux were among the several tribes that opposed the last fireworks show at Mount Rushmore in 2020. This year's show is set for July 3rd. The head of the Legislative Research Council has resigned. A search to find a new, permanent director is underway. SDPB's Jackson Dirks reports.
At the Legislative Executive Board, or E-Board, meeting Tuesday, legislators appointed an interim director to replace John McCullough. He resigned as director of the Legislative Research Council. A reason for his resignation wasn't discussed during the open portion of the E-Board meeting. The LRC is a nonpartisan body that aids the state legislature in many ways, including drafting legislation, researching topics, and legal and fiscal research and analysis. The LRC does not provide policy advocacy, speech writing, partisan press release writing, compiling vote records, nor issuing official legal opinions. The LRC's work in the legislature is considered essential to legislative session. Representative Brian Mulder made a motion to appoint Deputy Director Jeff Malhoff as the interim director. He also set a timeline to find a new permanent director by the end of August.
And believing that we have a great quality candidate, but want to ensure that through the process that he is set up for success, or a future director is set up for success, by just making sure that we have the best available serving in Pierre.
The E-Board unanimously approved that motion. Malhoff accepted the appointment. Senate Pro Tem and E-Board Chair Chris Carr spoke on the matter. He thanked McCullough for his time as director and says he's looking forward to working further with Malhoff.
I've worked with Jeff for 10 years. He's invaluable to our fiscal process. I know he's been the deputy director and been part of the leadership discussions that John McCullough as director had conducted. It wasn't just John McCullough in a vacuum. He relied on our senior staff, and I think that was kind of a secret to his success here.
An executive committee of Senator Carr, Senator Liz Larson, and State House Speaker John Hansen will conduct an application process and review for a new permanent director. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks.
The Legislative Research Council is entering a contract to ensure compliance with a new federal rule. In April 2024, the U.S. Department of Justice adopted regulations regarding the American Disabilities Act. That included a change that ensures all web content for local and state governments is accessible for all. The deadline for compliance for entities that serve over 50,000 people is April 2027. That includes the state legislature. The Legislative Research Council has been at work on compliance. At a legislative board meeting, the LRC said it's signing a contract with USD's Center for Digital Accessibility to help. That'll include an audit of the legislative website and its public-facing documents. Another aspect of that contract is training with LRC staff. Elijah Rodriguez is the chief IT officer for the LRC. He explains the need for staff training.
So basically, all LRC staff that composes documents that are going to be public facing and end up on our website needs to know how to compose those documents in a way that meets those digital accessibility standards up front. Because from the IT side, there is no easy button where we can press an easy button and make those documents or content accessible. It has to be done right up front.
The formal agreement is not yet finalized, but it's billable up to an estimated $23,500. A man who pleaded guilty in a fatal downtown Rapid City stabbing is sentenced to 40 years in prison. 23-year-old Deontay Eagleman was charged with first-degree manslaughter in the death of Francis Tobacco. Police say the stabbing took place near the City Hall in April of 2025. A nonprofit focused on supporting Lakota business development efforts is launching its first-ever auction fundraiser. Shishangu Co. is calling it the Victory Day Auction. The organization says Victory Day holds historical importance for the Shishangu Lakota community. The auction is open now and runs through June 30th. Proceeds go to programs focused on food sovereignty, cultural education, and indigenous business development. Details are available on the Shishangu Co. webpage. And that is your daily news update. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News. And be sure to visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thank you for listening.